So we've established the fact that work isn't slavery, that we're dealing with two different things. But saying that doesn't really do much to explain to us what it is. So we've said what it isn't, but it would probably be helpful if we talked about what it is, right? And by that, I do not mean to say I'm going to offer you a definition of work. I know even those of you who don't have jobs know what it means to work. But what I want to deal with now is how we as Christians should view our work. How are we to think about it? I want us to think together now about how work is worship. We've established that it's not slavery, and now we want to talk about how that work is worship. If you are a Christian, work and everything else that you do, for that matter, is worship, which means that work is first and foremost directed to God. Paul says in verse 23, I jumped a little bit too quick. Paul says that your work is to be, verse 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not men. So to the Lord, not your boss, ultimately, not your coworkers or anybody else for that matter. Notice how Paul says, do your work heartily. Christian is to do whatever he or she does from the heart. And Paul's not suggesting here, he's not focusing on here is enthusiasm. So it's not that you have to go to work and be all perked up every day singing Celebrate by Kool and the Gang or whatever. That's not the case. Paul's focus here is not so much on enthusiasm as it is that the believer would remember and be mindful of their motivation for work. The believer's motivation for work, any work or anything in general, but specifically as it applies to work, is the fact that everything that we do is to be an act of worship to God. That's our primary motivation. Before we concern ourselves with paychecks and making ends meet and all that kind of stuff, we work as a means of glorifying God. We're to be mindful of the fact that Jesus is our Lord, and the things that we do should reflect well on him. We need to get it in our heads when we go to work that something greater than just busting it to earn a paycheck is going on. There's something deeper, more spiritual than that happening. Work is worship, as with everything else in life. And not only is our work worship, but it's part of what we were created to do. Every single person in this room and on this planet, for that matter, is made in the image of God. And part of what it means to be created in the image of God is that we were created to work. How do you feel about that? You think I made it up, don't you? But check Genesis 1. In Genesis 1, what do we see God doing from the very beginning? He's creating. He's busy working. And after God creates everything that he makes, he looks at all the stuff that he made. He says that it's good. And then Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 says, and on the seventh day, when God finished his work that he had done, he rested. God works. And because God works, it shouldn't surprise us when we see Adam, whom God created in his image, doing the same thing. God creates Adam in his image, and then in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, we read, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden. For what? To do what? To work it and keep it. God made Adam, and then Adam went right to work. And you thought you had it bad because you got to be at work at 8 on Monday. This guy got formed from the dust, and then God put him to work. That's what we were made to do. We were created to work. It's part of what it means to be created in the image of God. So, contrary to what you believe or how you feel or what you might have heard, work is not from the devil. It's not part of God's curse on humanity. Work is good. God created us, at least in one sense, to work. So then, if work is good and it's part of what we were created to do, why is work often such a drag? Why do we just begrudgingly, here we go again, another week of work? What is that about? If work is good and work is not the problem. Well, work, just like everything else in this world, is horribly, horribly affected by sin. The Bible is very clear that work isn't inherently evil. It's not inherently bad. We see Adam working long before sin enters into the world. It was just Adam, God, and eventually Eve, and a bunch of animals. And everything was good. And I'm convinced that Adam and Eve both worked and they enjoyed every minute of it. But Adam and Eve both sinned, rebelled against God, and in doing so, they started a domino effect, if you will, of rebellion. Sin entered into the world. Man was separated from God, which is the most horrible of the effects of sin. But sin affected everything else as well, including work. Sin had devastating effects on work. So, work, which was created good, all of a sudden became hard. And I mean, like, break your back hard. And it became frustrating. And it was reduced to a painful means to an end. Here's this thing that God created. It's good because of sin. Now it's reduced to this painful means to an end. That's what happens because of sin. But the good news is that Jesus Christ has come into the world and he has dealt with sin. Jesus Christ has offered a one-time sacrifice, a sufficient sacrifice. 1 Peter 3:18 says, Christ died once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. So he deals with the worst of the sin, or worst of the effects of sin, in that he makes it where we can come to God. We can be reconciled to God. Those who trust in Christ, who repent, who recognize, like, I've followed suit. I've followed Adam and Eve in their rebellion against God. And that's true of all of us. People who recognize that and repent and believe and trust in Christ, they have that relationship with God restored. Jesus, in coming into the world and dying on the cross, reverses the effects of sin. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're a Christian, you're guaranteed years of working, of trouble-free working. That's not guaranteed. But what being a Christian does for you in terms of work is it allows you to see work for what God created it to be. So it's no longer just a painful means to an end, a painful means for me to keep the bills paid, keep the lights on, keep food on the table, but it's a means of worshiping God. For the one whose life is submitted to the Lordship of Christ, work, as with everything else in life, is worship.